Hey everyone, my name is Alaysia, you can call me Lay, and welcome to another episode of A Little Atypical. Just to do some updates about some things that are different about this week. There is no lifestyle design video this week and there's no blog post this week. The only things I'm posting this week are obviously this recording and of course the open when letters. The reason why I'm doing this is because I figured it would be a good way to preserve my creative energy. I am doing the card pull at the end of the episode. For a while, I'm not going to do the good experience of the week versus learning experience of the week because my life has been pretty like consistently the same. So it just wouldn't really make sense. But of course, I'm still going to do what I'm grateful for also at the end of the episode. Besides that, let's just jump right in and talk about what we're doing in 2024 to level up. So this is just going to be a chill episode with ins, outs, and what I want to try in this upcoming month. So this list is something I've been sitting on since December. I was actually supposed to do an in and out for December, but then I was like, okay, would it really make that much sense though? Because I know I'm going to pretty much be doing the same things for January. I was like, okay, let me just hold off. And essentially, I want to focus my ins and outs of what I'm doing for transformation and leveling up my life personally, because I always see quotes, and I know this is probably everyone right now, which is like, give yourself 6 months to transform yourself, to take care of your body, mind, and soul. Give yourself 6 months to get into a practice, to get into the habit of practicing radical self-care, self-love, and everything like that. The things I've been doing recently are things that I've been doing for a while. So how this is gonna work is I'm going to list the ins first, outs, and at the end I'm gonna say like things I really want to try to add in the upcoming month once my focus of the month changes. But let's get into it. So my ins for 2024 obviously is the very first one I'm gonna say is content creation, which the reason why I put that as my very first in is because by me doing content, it kind of shows my growth in a way, and it definitely solidifies a new era of myself because now I'm just expressing myself, not concerned with how embarrassing it might feel. Because I do think that when you start making content, it kind of feels embarrassing. It feels like, who would want to listen to you? My life is so boring. Like, there's always like this negative intake when you start making content, because when you see everyone else and you start to compare, it's like, how can my life be exciting enough for people to want to view my content? But I had to change my mindset about content creation, because if it's something I always wanted to do and the only thing that kind of just makes me feel motivated enough in life and inspired enough in life, and it just gives me like this drive that I can't explain that I don't have when I try to do regular jobs and everything like that, then I have to do it. There's a reason why I feel that way, why I feel so drawn to it. But for the longest time, I held myself back from content creation for the previous things I've mentioned. And I do think that once you start doing it, regardless of how you feel, you do start to become more confident in it. You become more confident in the way you speak. You become more confident in the way you express your ideas. And there's just something about it that makes you think about yourself in a whole different way that you weren't seeing before. So that's definitely an in, and it's something I really want to turn into a full-time thing. So I'm just going to keep working towards it. So to be specific with content creation, I like posting the most on YouTube, my blog, and I like doing podcast creation. Blog writing is very good for expression, and I do like creating more special niche content like lifestyle design and the open when letters, because while the open when letters was like more inspired by subliminal content, which is just like affirmations repeating in the background but at a low level so your subconscious kind of picks it up and not your conscious mind. I don't know if that makes sense for anyone who's not spiritual, but like, yeah. But I still put the affirmations on the page so it doesn't like freak anyone out. And I also think like if you see the affirmations, you can kind of like add them to your affirmation practices. So you can like pick up some things. Like if you really like something I wrote, you can just like say it throughout the day. But I loved open when letters when I was younger. I think it was like really popular when I was in eighth grade. So for like my best friend at the time, I did a bunch of open when letters because I always thought it was like such a cute thing. And to bring it into the digital space, it just kind of feels like that I'm reconnecting with that part of me. That era, I was most intentional about friendship and I liked making people feel happy. And while I do think there was like a dark era of my life where I started to feel frustrated because I wasn't getting that energy back, now that I'm taking care of myself, that I feel able to give that energy again. And also I've been loving doing more photos instead of like short form, because there's just something about short form videos that does irritate me. It's great for discoverability, and I do sometimes like post short form videos, but only because it makes it easier for people to discover my accounts. But in terms of like being on TikTok, I also like photo mode a lot better. Moving on to the second in, which is like food and nutrition, I've been doing time framed eating because I don't want to call this intermittent fasting, even though it's similar, but like because I have a protein coffee right after my workout, I feel like it wouldn't necessarily count as intermittent fasting because the thing I would be doing would be quote unquote breaking the fast. But I have been eating in a time frame and it has been helping my relationship with food personally, because I used to get really stressed out about breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time. It always felt like, what time do I eat? If I have to eat at that time, what time do I need to cook? And it was just like something very overwhelming for me. So when I do time frame eating, I know I'm eating between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And the reason why I'm doing that, which is a concept in intermittent fasting, but I think the way most people do it is like they eat 12 to 8, but there's different type. I'm choosing from 10 a.m. because I still like breakfast time. And plus, most people wake up when they do intermittent fasting at 6, but I'm up 4:30 a.m. because it just feels better for me. And honestly, I naturally wake up at that time even if I don't have an alarm. Because Mondays through, I would say Saturdays, I'm up at like 4:30 a.m. and I don't have an alarm for that. And then on Sundays is when I wake up late, sometimes like 7, sometimes 8. It really depends on the night before. But regardless, time frame eating has really helped me eat more intuitively, I would say. And I do think my relationship with food has definitely leveled up. And also, like I said, I do have the second part of this is the DIY drinks. So like I said, my protein coffee is like my favorite thing. But besides that, I also like having a good cappuccino. And I've been really loving chai lattes. And the one I'm having currently is like this pistachio creamer. And I use like sugar-free vanilla syrup. It tastes like ice cream. Like I'm obsessed with it. And in general, like I said, I'm adding more protein in meals and more fiber in drinks. So I got like the little fiber packets because I learned that for you to have the benefits of having more protein in your diet, you still need more fiber. So I've been adding more fiber more recently and I feel like I'm feeling a lot more the benefits. And also, one last thing is I drink water first thing in the morning, even before the caffeine, and it does help with my current exercise routine that I do that. So that's like the third in that I actually put is like morning workouts, because I like making my health a priority and doing things that are the most important to me before a certain time. So the fact is, like in the morning, it's like the first thing I do. Well, almost. The first things I do, I've been kind of like playing around with meditation, and I'll talk about that later. But then after that, I make my bed, change into my workout clothes, and then I do a workout. Throughout the workout, I'm having water. Then I take a shower after my protein coffee because I feel like I need to cool down before I hop into the shower. So while I'm cooling down, I'm having like a protein coffee and then I hop into the shower, and it's just like the best way I start my day in every single time. I feel so happy, so motivated for the day, and it just puts me in such a good vibe. And in addition to that, I've been actually fitness planning, and I made my own like digital planner that I'm still kind of like product testing out, but it's been helping me a lot. Because some things it does entail is like water tracker. It helps you like plan like the duration of the workout. And also I keep it in a way that it shows like the weeks. And I do have like reflection in the journal prompt. So just in general, journaling for fitness has been great. And I love how I start my week with a full body workout. And the reason why I start a full body workout on Mondays is because I'm most motivated on Mondays. So if I miss a day, at least I know I already worked out my body all around, you know? Full body Monday, arms on Tuesday, Wednesday is core, Thursdays are either an active rest day or I do flexibility. Because one thing that's really important to me is kind of being able to be flexible. Like I used to be able to do a split and I can kind of still do it, but not perfectly. So flexibility practice is really important, or even just like walking on the treadmill. I mean, walking on the stepper for me. Fridays is lower body. Saturdays, I try to do like aerobics or cardio, but I'm gonna be so real that it's been super hard for me to do 6 days of working out, and for the most part I've been doing 4 to 5 days. But I do think I work out my full body almost every day because I do a circuit workout for 20 minutes, walk on the stepper for 20 minutes, and then do the activity focus of the day for 20 minutes. But in general, I try to like apply more daily movement by just like moving around more. Next in focuses on, well, ins focuses on beauty and self-care. So the most important areas for me in terms of like beauty right now is like my hair and my body, because my skin has been like, the skin on my face has been very like, it's been pretty good actually in comparison to the years before. I rarely get acne except for when I'm like near my period. It's not something I've had to worry about. But with my body, I've been so onto body care. And I do think a big part of that is because of my everything showers now. I've been trying so many new like tools for specifically body care and hair care, and I've been so obsessed with like finding things that have been working for me, and I just been loving that. This is something people always like have arguments on, but I am a firm believer in daily showers because showers just make me feel better. It feels like a ritual, and especially because I work out very often, and with hair care, it's like I'm gonna be so real. I don't know how to take care of my natural hair. I am currently learning how to take care of my natural hair. And it's just been interesting because I feel like I know what products to use. I've been very ingredient focused with my hair care. How I take care of it throughout the week, I now have a hair care routine. The thickness of my hair, quote unquote, is my hair would be categorized as very fine and thin, which is kind of like aggravating because a common misconception is that Black girls have like full hair and like thick hair. And granted, some Black girls do, but one thing I learned in my days of being in cosmetic and fragrance marketing is the group that actually has the thickest hair are Asians, because how they measure like hair thickness is through like the hair follicle. So it's measured by like the circumference of the hair follicle. I just have ridiculously thin hair, which is kind of aggravating for me because I love a fuller hair look. I really wish I could be like one of those girls with like the nice, like curly, thick afros and everything. But my hair does not allow it, so I'm just trying to grow it and see if I can learn to style it. Next thing, this kind of is an advancement from body care, but also layering and how I layer my products. How I layer it right now is I put on lotion, and I'm probably going to do a blog post on like all the products I've been loving, especially for my habits. In general, I've been doing lotion, body oil, because you need that extra thing in the winter, like moisturization. I don't feel like I need butters, but if you want to add that, I think people do butter then lotion. So I've been doing lotion, oil, then body spray specifically. The sprays have a different like oil percentage in it. So the more oil that's in a fragrance, the more long lasting it is. So the ones that say sprays, to make them more long lasting, you should put them automatically over the body oil. Little girly tip, but usually I am practicing like my fragrance combos. My scent catalog is actually different than most people because I feel like a lot of people go for the warm vanilla types vibe, but I am more of like a fruity floral girl. I think it matches my personality a lot more. And of course, moving on to hobbies. As you guys know, my hobby currently is reading. I consider that my hobby because it also makes me a better writer. I've been upgrading what I've been reading. When I started my reading journey in 2023, I started with romance books, like every other girly that got back into reading. But for the longest time before, it was like purely nonfiction, but I wasn't necessarily on my reading era. But I have been really loving fiction books again. So to graduate from my, I guess, smutty romance books, I've been looking more into like mysteries and thrillers because I feel like mysteries just would do something to my brain because I feel like every genre serves a purpose. So with mysteries, I feel like it does like, it just does something to your brain and it just makes me feel like I'm a detective or something. And I just think that's really cool. And it also would give me more of like a shock factor. And I feel like I need that to kind of like break up like all the romance books I've been reading. And I have tried dark romance, just one. I don't know how I feel about it. So maybe if I get into like mysteries and thrillers first, that a dark romance won't feel so, I don't know how to say it, but. And as for like nonfiction books, I used to like gear towards like mindset books and like inspirational content. But now I'm looking for more books that focus on like building systems, scheduling, time management. As you know, obviously I've been reading like the 12-week year. I've been reading like No Excuses by Brian Tracy, and I need to finish that. And I have finished the 12-week year, by the way. And it's been so good and I really want to re-listen to it. But essentially, I want to focus on books that talks about like systems more. Because I do think like having a system will help my flow. Because I am a creative person and I know that I have good qualities about myself. But the thing that slows it down and that prevents it from really like shining is the fact that my systems are not that well established, but I have been working on it. Clearly, I talked about how my morning routine goes, and I've been just loving the ease of it. Productivity in general, the 12-week year, which also helped me understand breaking down my goals so it doesn't break me down, and thinking about things in a different way than I used to. Another thing I've been doing with my productivity, and it's a total in, is creating a content schedule because, as you know, like I talked about, it was the very first thing I talked about. That's one of my most important goals this year. So having a schedule for that has really been saving me lately. And of course, writing down my ideas instantly. And tool-wise, my favorite tool has been Notion. And my favorite phrase is Notion puts the plans in motion. So yeah, I am 100% a Notion girl through and through. And I was thinking about doing like a Notion tour. We'll see when I could do that, how comfortable I feel doing that. It does kind of shift, but we'll see. And then now moving on to outs. So my outs are pretty short, so that's why I was like, I'm not even gonna like alternate. But my outs are, the first one is obviously not intentionally living within my values. So that includes like putting aside my dreams because the timing isn't right, doing things out of FOMO or the fear of falling behind. And I've talked about that in so many podcast episodes already. This one is more of a personal preference, but it's drinking just because I'm past 21, because I'm 22, and drinking is just not a vibe for me. It's nothing against people who do drink. I just feel like drinking isn't for me, and it does make it hard for me in my 20s because everyone I know does have a preference for drinking, and it's their favorite way to hang out and socialize. I'm not going to do that because it doesn't really necessarily align with me. But that doesn't mean like I wouldn't be okay with like the occasional, but I just don't see a huge interest in it. Most of the time they taste bad to me, maybe except for like a pina colada. Other than that, most drinks I've had before just tasted nasty. So, and also obviously, since I am talking about my opinion on drinking, is suppressing my opinions, because I used to do that because I wanted to be more agreeable and like I was afraid of being controversial. But I think that I'm more authentic with how I feel and what I think nowadays. So I'm no longer suppressing my opinions and my feelings. So that's 100% out. Then of course, moving on to mindset, what's out in that area is what's the point energy? Because I think having effort in your life is like one of the best things you can do. And honestly, one of the most attractive things you can do. If you want to really level up, I think effort is important. Because I feel like as long as you're trying, that's all that matters. It doesn't have to look a certain way or be a certain way. And obviously, low standards / high expectations are out. This year is all about high standards for myself. But having low expectations in the sense that I'm not too much tied to the result of something. Because I feel like I used to be the other way, whereas I would have low standards, but then expect so much out of life, expect so much out of people. And that energy is just done. It's out. I have a new way of thinking now. Continuing with mindset, needing others to validate me. I feel much more comfortable with myself, so I just don't need that. And that's a definite out. Allowing anyone access to me out of loneliness. I'm in my self-isolation era, solitude era, and I've been just feeling really good even being by myself. Like, I don't even think I feel loneliness anymore, because I feel so at peace and content with my life right now. And also, something that has been deeply on my mind is, like, I kind of hate when people tell me that they miss me. I feel like when people tell me they miss me, it just doesn't feel like they actually miss me as a person, but they miss the feelings I give them, which is maybe, like, home, comfort, and the fact that a lot of times people feel like they can talk to me about everything, and those are all good qualities to have. But I feel like if you miss someone, you would show how much you really value them by even like checking in on them. And instead of like just saying I miss you, ask them like, how are you doing? Or like, how has life been? Just, you know, just showing you care. And I feel like people rarely do that. So I have to kind of like do that for myself, and I'm okay with doing that for myself. Just checking in, like, how am I today? Am I still feeling motivated? What things are exciting me right now? I don't feel loneliness. I think I felt more loneliness trying to keep up with, like, everyone and anyone just because I felt, like, pressure to socialize. But now it's kind of different, and I realized, like, I don't have to do that. The last thing is following all makeup trends and beauty trends. As someone who's interested in beauty, wellness, lifestyle, I do think sometimes I have the tendency to get wrapped up in the things I see. But I think that was, like, in the past. And currently, I've been more de-influencing myself that way, that I don't have to try every product. I know myself and I know my features and I know what I like and dislike about makeup and how it looks on me. Of course, if I want to try something new, I will. But for the most part, I don't need to try every trend just to be connected with everyone. Well, one more out that I have is centered around, like, productivity, which is just going on every social media so I won't feel left out or feel like I have to be involved. So specifically, what's out for me social media wise, it's Instagram and Twitter. I just haven't been liking those. I don't post on them for that reason. I'm not gonna just post on them because everyone else still uses those sites. I also haven't been really using Snapchat because I feel like Snapchat is all people that I haven't seen or talked to since high school. I don't really care for Snapchat. I never really had Facebook, so I can't say too much on that. The only real social medias I've been quote-unquote using is YouTube. I do occasionally use TikTok. I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok, just the way I have a love-hate relationship with Instagram. But will I eventually get back to those? Who knows? It really depends on the structure of the platform. And if I feel like I don't like it anymore, I'm just not going to use it. If I feel like the space is too negative for me, I'm not going to use it. And I do not care. Just wrapping up with things I want to try in this upcoming month, because like I said, the focus of January was really, like, my word of the month was, like, mastermind, just really solidifying myself into this new era of me. Because while December took a lot of planning, a lot of rediscovering, it was like playtime. I feel like January has been about solidifying everything I want to be. February, the word is kind of different. I'm not going to say the word yet since the month hasn't come. Some things I want to do is, one, spraying my hair with daily hydrating mist. This kind of goes back into how important hair care is to me right now. And it's not the styling that so much matters right now. It's about my hair health. Hair is just something so important to me because growing up, my mom always said, your hair is your beauty. And I do think hair has a lot of spiritual and cultural references. And right now, since I'm, like, in a transformative phase, I feel like my focus is more like taking care of my natural features. Adding on to that of taking care of myself in the most natural way possible is, since I'm kind of in a slow living era, I want to have more home cooked meals, because even though I have been eating at home, I feel like a lot of my meals have been still very processed, because that's what I was used to while I was in college, because college just felt so busy and I couldn't even think about, like, oh, having to cook. I want to get back to cooking because the last time I actually really enjoyed cooking was, like, high school. And this one, like I said, meditation. I want to do that first thing in the mornings. So I've been practicing doing it on and off. I started, I think, last week, and I've been doing 20-minute meditations. So I would wake up 4:30 a.m., quickly use the bathroom, then go into my meditation practice by, like, it would be, like, 4:37. But meditation has been something super important to me because I feel like I learned about it more, and I want to add more to my mindfulness practice. So meditation is something I really want to solidify in my routine. And that is really all my ins, outs, and wanna tries. So I really hope you enjoyed listening. I am currently grateful for the time I have that it kind of feels very freeing, because one thing I know for sure is I want more freedom of time. Like, I crave it, I desire it, and I want my future to have freedom of time as well. I'm willing to balance my lifestyle just to achieve that, because that is something I truly value. So really, I'm so grateful for anyone who has been supporting me. I've been getting so much lovely messages encouraging me to keep going and that they find my content inspiring. So honestly, I'm so grateful for you. Moving on to the very last thing, which is going to be the card read of the episode. So while I was planning things out, taking notes, and essentially planning what I wanted to say, I did a card pull. Two fell out on their own, so I kept those, but there was one that I just pulled myself. I really like this deck because it centers around self-care, but I'm gonna just grab the booklet and give you the full reading. Okay, so I'm gonna do make a meal first. So the mantra for this one says, I am nourished by food infused with love. When made with love and intention, food has the power to nourish us beyond physical level. Prepare yourself a beautiful meal that's healthy and delicious. Perhaps a favorite from childhood, or a dish with seasonal ingredients brought from a market or a shop, or offering organic and local produce. Remain mindful and present throughout the entire process, consciously infusing love and gratitude into the food that you make. Eat it with the same level of presence and appreciation. Whether you are hosting a grand feast with loved ones or a weeknight dinner for one, a simple dish or the most complex cuisine, take great pride in knowing that your two hands created it. Then it has a journal prompt. What is your favorite meal from childhood? How can you recreate this meal for yourself and make it equally meaningful and tasty? Next one, make a vision board. Mantra, my dreams have come true. Visualization is a key part of manifestation, and making a vision board is a potent way to call in what you've been seeking. Get crafty with paper and scissors to construct a vision board with images that represent the things, people, and experiences you want in your life. Alternatively, use motivational images on your computer or phone background for a portable digital vision board. Pair images with words to add specificity and energy to your manifestation process. For example, if there's a certain type of job opportunity, romantic partner, or life experience that you want to call in, you can write out a detailed list explaining how you'd like that person or event to manifest and how it will make you feel. These techniques work because we are made to hone in on what's important. In turn, we start prioritizing taking necessary steps to bring our desires to life. As you get clarity on what you want, you are more likely to recognize it and work towards it as it becomes more real and feels more tangible. See it, feel it, be it. Journal prompt, what are the top three things you want to manifest in your life? 43, rest. Mantra, I am beaming with life force energy. Sleep is an essential part of maintaining your health and energy. Take the time to make your bedroom and bed a cozy oasis. Ready yourself for a night of restful sleep by making sure you're fully decompressed and relaxed before you climb under the covers. Calm your nervous system with some light stretching or herbal tea, and by disconnecting from technology, journaling, meditating, or taking a relaxing bath. You may find you have more restful sleep if you use blackout blinds or an eye mask, wear earplugs, or use a white noise machine. Syncing up with sunrise and sunset can help restore the natural rhythms of your body and rest cycle. At first, you can try setting the alarm for sunrise, and then with time, you may find yourself naturally waking up with the sun feeling rested and ready to have your next best day ever. Journal prompt. What patterns do you notice with respect to the amount of rest you're getting and how your body, thoughts, and emotions fluctuate? That is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you got this far, if you're on YouTube, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It would mean the world to me. Have a good day, evening, or night, and I will see you next time.